Unionized state employees in Connecticut have voted overwhelmingly to approve a labor concession deal that's expected to save the state $1.5 billion over the next 2 years. That deal now heads to the General Assembly for a vote. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Connecticut lawmakers are likely to vote on the labor concession deal during their veto override session scheduled for next Monday. Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy is urging lawmakers to approve the deal. That's a position supported by Democratic House Speaker Joe Arisimowitz of Berlin.
$1.5 billion in taxpayer savings over the next 2 years. That's very important. I think the number now is about $24 billion in savings over the life of the agreement. I think that's outstanding. I really appreciate the efforts of the state employee union leadership, the state employees themselves.
Republicans, including House Minority Leader Themis Claridis of Derby, say they'll vote no on the agreement.
Although we support union employees, we do not support the concession agreement between the governor and the unions.
Claridis says her caucus believes more concessions can be achieved through legislation. The Democrats and Malloy say the union concession deal on the table is crucial to balancing the current 2-year state budget, which Malloy and state lawmakers have yet to reach an agreement on. Ebong Udama, WSH News.